Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I've got a good subject we want to talk about today. I want to make an announcement to you, and that announcement is extreme favor is possible. Not just favor, extreme favor. You know, that years ago, you'd go to an ice cream parlor, and you could either get chocolate or vanilla or strawberry. That's it. But not no more. Baskin and Robbins came in. 31 flavors. Now they got so many different kinds. That's extreme ice cream. You know what I'm saying? All the wonderful things. Well, favor is the same way. You can have it in an extreme manner people go, how does that happen? Well, the God we serve loves us. Let me give you a great scripture. And I love this scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, not sometime, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound. Watch this, to every good work. I've heard pastors sometime years ago, they say, well, you might not want to get that Jesse the Planner, so that Kenneth Copeland, or that Jerry Savelle, or Creflo Dollar, because they'll come in and suck all the money out the town. But that's simply not true. Why? Because of this scripture. Or they'll take the church of money. No. Let me read it again. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things. Now watch the last statement. May abound to every good work. You heard the word every? In other words, you can bless as many ministries as you want, still give your tithe and offering to your church, bless your church. Ask God to do it and He will do it because He is a God that will give you extreme favor. Here's a wonderful verse. I stand on this verse all the time. St. John 16:13, howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you in all truth. Now that's a big word. And even though it's only three letters, all truth. Now watch this. And I love this. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear. Now what does the Holy Spirit hear? The Father's voice and Jesus' voice. That shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. So you won't be out in the dark saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. You think it's going to come? When all of a sudden the Holy Spirit will guide you and say, look, there it is. Oh, God, that's so big. Yeah, that's extreme favor. See, and that's such a blessing of the Lord to have that, you know. Favor, and the Bible says, is a righteous cause. In other words, it's righteous to have favor. That's a good statement, isn't it? Now, when you have it in extreme form, and I don't mean that to sound arrogant, I have the favor of God in extreme form, spiritually, physically, financially. I'm no better than you are. I don't believe I have any more faith than you do, but I might have a little more obedience. I just like obeying, and I love living by faith. It's just such a blessing. 48 years of preaching, I've never gave people expenses. When I go preach, I don't charge people when I go. We receive an offering. But it doesn't go to the expenses. We pay for that. 100% of that offering goes into a project that God wants us to do. Well, how can you do that? Extreme favor. I like living by faith. And I'm going to tell you something. I fly a corporate jet, and those things are very, very expensive. But I'll go to a church. I mean, a small church, big church, meet all of them. And they said, Jesse, we can't afford that. I said, did I ask you for anything? Well, no. Well, bless God, let's have church. How do you know it's going to work? Extreme favor. That's the kind of God I serve. That's the kind of God that loves you and loves me. Let me say that verse again, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, I like that word, having all sufficiency, I like that word, may abound, sufficient in all things. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Sufficiency in all things may abound, not just get along, abound in every good work. Whew. That's a mouthful, isn't it? That's extreme favor. I like being a blessing. I love to bless my daughter. I love to bless my granddaughter, bless my wife. I like blessing my friends. I just like to be a blessing. And without sounding prideful or arrogant, I have the ability to do so. Spiritually, physically, and financially. Why don't you do me something? Well, God didn't tell me to do that. I only do what my Father says, and I only say what my Father says to say. That's extreme favor. You like that, Faith the Facts? Faith That, and you'll have it today. See you next week. Bye.